And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The service sector of the economy, retail jobs, finance jobs, all those job growth numbers are decelerating quite substantially and is showing us that the weakness in the manufacturing sector is spreading to the rest of the economy. So the labor market is soft and even softer than we thought yesterday.
I consider this tribunal false tribunal and indictments false indictments. It is illegal being not appointed by UN General Assembly, so I have no need to appoint counsel to illegal organ.
It was pretty awesome to think that we had a patient living on a device totally internally powered with no external energy or anything going into it, and it is amazing.
What you see before you today is one of the two flags borrowed from the Treasury Guard, and quite likely the flag that Lincoln was holding at the moment he was shot.
We're not opposed to churches providing these services. We just want to make sure they're not provided in such a way as to erode 60 years of established civil rights law. You know, seven presidents from both political parties have endorsed the provision that federal contractors ought not discriminate. This bill allows them to do so, and we're firmly against that.
This morning, former FBI Special Agent Robert Philip Hansen publicly admitted that he engaged in a 15-year-long conspiracy to commit espionage against the United States. In a plea agreement accepted by Judge Hilton of the Eastern District of Virginia, Hansen pleaded guilty to that conspiracy and 13 different acts of espionage.
It is my honor to nominate Robert S. Mueller of California to become the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
If confirmed, I look forward to working with the thousands of dedicated men and women who are agents and employees of the FBI to enforce our nation's laws fairly and with respect to the rights of all Americans.